call. So close to getting 3 points. We've got to learn to manage a game at the end properly, haven't we?
We have. We were under a mountain of pressure. I don't think I've decided yet whether, ultimately, maybe it's a fair result. They had plenty of chances. We had plenty of chances. We scored a goal, which was given offside when there's a defender on the line on the post. So it should have been 5-3 at that point. Sorry, 5-2 at that point. They've hit the post. Louis made some great saves. We've had some other really good opportunities as well where it's opened up for us in the box. Maybe should have done a little better. There was loads of work, loads of effort, Rob. I thought we played our part in the game. We set out to play counter-attacking the way we did against the Eastwood sit off. So maybe they shaded possession, but I thought we looked really dangerous on the break. Made some tactical adjustments at half-time and added some weight in midfield. Then we spent the first 30 minutes of the second half camped in their half, really. And it was a good afternoon. So disappointed to let it slip at the end. They worked very hard. You know, we celebrated our success when we've got back in games in the past, you know, particularly this season and in the past. Sometimes that happens in football at every level. It's a tough one to take. I think we have to focus on the positives of today and coming back into the next two fixtures on Tuesday and Saturday and making sure it's a good week in terms of our points return across a block of games. And if we do that, look back on today and maybe say we've come away and got a good result at a good side who are doing well.
Would have accepted that on the way here.
Well, I absolutely would have done, but when you 4-2 up with 4 minutes to go, you don't. But as I say, we've plenty of times across a long managerial run now, I've been on the end of doing that, and you celebrate it. You don't give a thought for the other team. It does happen in football, and the boys are on the floor, so it's just a case of, you know, them managing their disappointment. Because as I say, if we can assemble 7 points from 9 by 5:30 next Saturday, we'll say it's been a good week, and today was a good point.
Danny, the team seemed to defend as a team today, which has not been seen for some time. What's your view of that?
Well, we conceded 4 goals, so...
two of them were set pieces, weren't they?
It doesn't matter whether it's a set piece or it's a penalty or if it's that if we concede goals, we don't win games, unfortunately. And I think probably at that stage, you know, just had a chat with them in the dressing room. You're right, we would have took a point before the game. But when we are 4-2 up, with 5-10 minutes to go, we have to start getting 3 points. You know, that's the difference between teams that go on a run and you know, climb the table or not. And at the moment, we're in a bit of a patch where we're, you know, we're scoring goals, we're doing all right, but also we're conceding, so we have to tighten up. I think it's a little bit of naivety, probably, some of them, and a bit of a game understanding. You know, it doesn't really matter where the ball goes in terms of, you know, late on, you're winning 4-2. It's not about trying to create another goal. It's about making sure we don't concede again. Mm. And sometimes you have to kick the ball out of play and squeeze them high up the pitch and, you know, change the way you play, because it's just literally about winning them 3 points with 10 minutes to go. And I think, you know, we've got some young players in there, but I want to see some of the older ones, you know, leaders come out and start making sure that we do see these games out. So, listen, it's disappointing, but you're absolutely right. Would we have took a point before the game? We would. Yeah. You know, Carl said in the dressing room afterwards, you know, this could be a really good point if we go on and do well in the next couple of games ahead. So we need to make this a good point moving forwards with the two games coming up. And we might look back on this and think, you know, a point was a good result.
Yeah. They've been on a fairly good run. Somebody said, is this the 13th or 14th unbeaten game? Somebody just said it.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I don't know. What it says more about us, Rob. We're decent. And we are moving forwards. We're not moving forward as quickly as we would all like, because obviously the Dream Factory said we were going to have a stellar season and we were going to run it back, and you know, and that will come in time. You know, we are moving forwards, and it's a decent group. You know, it's young and it's a little naive and that, but we're far better than the league table suggests. So I don't know if it says more about us, really. I don't really know how I assess them. I think we've had a good day here today, and I feel like we've played some better sides than them this season. With no disrespect to them, but maybe we have turned the corner a little bit.
Yeah,
we're not so bad ourselves, yeah. You know. So I think I need to sleep on today.
For Tuesday, will Robinson be back?
Will be back on Tuesday. Yeah, we'll
where
back
was
Tuesday,
Dylan today?
So. Dylan suspended, 1 game suspension for totting up. So
for another yellow card.
Yeah, so just one of those things.
Why did Albie get a sin bin? Is it something he said?
I'm not sure. I think the referee was a little bit touchy, and I think he was I think there was a push in the back on the halfway line about 10 minutes before, which was two hands, really clear as day. The ref let it go, and then there's a tiny little brush in the box of the penalty, and he's given it. So if, you know, it wasn't even so much about the penalty. If the penalty's a penalty, fine. You've just actually seen two hands in the back, and you've called it pressure. I think he said it was pressure. You know, so I think it was just questioning the consistency and his sin bin him. So I don't like that rule, but you know, it's there, isn't it?
So look forward to Tuesday.
We do, yeah. Can't wait. Yeah, quick. When I get back, I wish it was tomorrow, Rob. Yeah. You know, like I say, I'm supremely confident that we'll come back on Tuesday. Now, what we're getting is consistency of performance in terms of what the lads are putting into the game. And you know, Tuesday night, I will look back on Tuesday night. They obviously were a weaker level of opposition, but when we've played weaker sides, we've not necessarily turned up this season. So we were very professional on Tuesday, you know. We've come back again today, good work rate, everything was there. I think we'll come back on Tuesday and do that again. In fact, I'm getting to the point where I'm confident that we will. And I'm really confident that results will follow this week now. And as I say, I think we'll half past five next Saturday, we'll be looking back at a strong return of points
good.
From a block of games, and we're looking in the right direction.
Let's hope so.